always have an escape route in mind. You can evacuate the area as quickly as possible. You know, given the situation, if you're maybe in an office or something like that, you could hide out. And then as a last resort, if you needed to, and only when your life is in imminent danger, should you take action to try to incapacitate the shooter.
And you should call 911 if you can, if and when you can. But eventually the law enforcement authorities will get there. And when they do, there are some precautions you should take at that point as well, right?
Absolutely. And one of the main things is given the tense situation, do your best to remain calm and follow the instructions of the law enforcement officers and the first responders. Put down any items that you may have in your hands. Keep your hands visible at all times. And just really try to stay in control. Try to avoid screaming or yelling, and just deal with the situation as calmly as you can.
Now, if you're trying to get hold of police, or if you're trying to provide a good description to police afterwards of what happened, what kind of information should you be providing? What should you look for?
Look for where the location of the shooter was. Maybe the number of shooters. How many people did you see? A physical description of the shooter or shooters, what kind of clothing were they wearing, the number or type of weapons that they might have, if you have the opportunity to take note of that, even if it's just very general, was it a handgun or maybe a long gun, and then possibly the number of potential victims at the location. But you should never put yourself in any sort of danger to get all that information. If you happen to see it, keep that in mind and report that to 911.
How often do we see public shooters like this? Is this a pretty rare thing?
To be honest with you, Joe, I think, you know, we've experienced it here in Ohio during the Chardon school shooting. We know that it does happen. Unfortunately, one instance is one too many. So that's why it's always really important that we prepare ourselves, have a plan in mind in the event that something bad would happen. And if you mentally prepare in the event that one of these horrible instances does happen and you're involved in it, you can hopefully get out of that safely.